When the fellow asked the question, I wondered what John would say. We were on the campus of Penn State University in a meeting in one of the fraternity houses. The room was packed, and the fellow had asked how we knew there was a God. John's answer went something like this. First of all, there's a worldwide hunger to find God, and to know Him in a personal way. Elaborate religious schemes have been devised from the remote primitive areas of the world to the highly sophisticated countries of the earth. Where does this universal hunger come from? Secondly, there is general agreement around the world as to what is right and what is wrong. Mankind generally does the same things in the dark to avoid being seen. That which is done in secret in the jungles of Brazil is done in secret in Tokyo. If there is no universal lawgiver who has written His law in the hearts of men, how did it get there? This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, does God exist? There's another way of looking at it. In our kitchen, we have a remarkable stove. It can turn itself on, cook the food, and then turn itself off again. It can even clean its own oven. If you were to try to tell my children that that stove just happened, they would think you're nuts. They are too smart to believe something as foolish as that. Somebody made it. It's too perfect to have just fallen together by chance. It demands a creator and designer. For me personally, there are even greater reasons for believing in God. In my own mind, I have chosen to believe the words of Jesus Christ and have concluded that the Lord had good reasons for doing what He did. Jesus prayed, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son may also glorify Thee. Jesus believed in God and talked to Him in prayer. Jesus taught that there is a God in heaven who listens to us when we pray. If you know people who don't believe in God, they fall into two categories. One is the atheist who says there is no God. David, the man after God's own heart, wrote, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." The other is the agnostic. He is not sure. He doesn't know whether God exists or not. What can he do to get his answer? The solution to agnosticism is to follow the teachings of the Bible and see what happens. Millions of people down through the centuries have done this and have had their questions answered in a glorious revelation of God Himself. The genuine answer to honest agnosticism lies in the experiment of faith. He owes it to himself to try. If he knows that to mix chemical X with chemical Y always produces the same result, he has no reason to doubt its truth. He can try it for himself. There is a truth simply stated in the Bible that is proven true in millions of lives. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If a person becomes vitally united in a living relationship with Jesus Christ, he will become a new creation. The world is full of people who have taken that step and can testify to its truthfulness. To me, the greatest proof of God is answered prayer. When I get into a discussion with a person who doesn't believe in God and wants to know why I do, I tell him how God has answered my prayers. Time and time again, God has answered specific prayers. It is evident to me that when I pray, someone is listening. It is too regular for it to be coincidence. Jesus said, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." May God bless you as you study His word.